Would you believe it's midnight? Actually, it's 12:25, and it's another day. So just one more less to worry about. And you're right, you guessed it. I played poker again tonight, and you're right again. I won $4. I'm afraid to play now. It seems like I can't even lose. But anyway, as I said before, it really helps to pass the time away. They show movies almost every night here at the Officers Club, which is only about maybe 100 feet from where our BOQ is. But the movies are sort of mediocre, and to make it worse, the sound is so bad you can barely hear what they're saying, and the film breaks about 6 times during each reel, and there are 3 reels, and it takes them about 20 minutes to change the reel. So it's really difficult to enjoy even a good movie, and when they get a bad one, it's just a total waste of time. So I think I've only watched 2 or 3 movies to their completion since I've been here. Ruthie, I got your card today that says, "I'll love you always." Everybody just ate it up. They keep saying, "Did your wife send those? And where did she get those things?" They're really a riot. Listen, I still don't understand this bit about the franchise tax bill. I just listened to some tapes, the first couple of tapes you sent me, and you mentioned that you had gotten this bill for $300-something, and that Jerry had said that you would have to pay it. And yet here you say that the franchise tax bill was last year's. Does that mean that we didn't pay state income tax last year? I'm sure we paid a large state income tax, something like $800, because I think we used part of that $1,900 in income tax we got back to pay our state tax. You better check on it and make sure. I just don't understand that at all. You say it's not an outstanding bill to pay. I still don't understand. You mean that we don't have to pay that bill, that was last year's bill? Why should they send us last year's bill now? You say that 1968 year's bill will not be prepared until February or March. And again, I just don't know what you're talking about. Do we have to pay the franchise tax bill, or is that just an estimate, or I don't understand. Are you paying the state of California anything right now? Seems to me that we paid state income tax last year, and that next year at income tax time, well, we actually paid the income tax for 1967 in March or April, whenever it was we sent our tax returns in. Then for 1968, we will pay when we pay our regular income tax for 1968, which comes in about March or April of next year. So I don't understand why we got a bill from the Franchise Tax Board. So please try to explain it to me, or have Jerry write a letter and explain it to me. Ruthie, again about Christmas presents for people who call up and say, what should they send me? I really don't know that there's anything I really need as far as clothes is concerned. It's absolutely ridiculous to send anything nice over here. The clothes that I have just worked out great. You know, I have all my wash and wear shirts and pants, and I've only worn 2 of my shirts. I have a bunch of stuff that I haven't even put on yet. And what you do is you wear one shirt one day, and then you have it washed, and the next night it's all dry and ironed, and you wear it again. You can wear the same. Some guys wear the same pair of pants and shirt every single day, 365 days a year. First of all, there's no place to go, no place fancy to go. When we go to the officers' clubs, anyone except ours, we have to wear long pants, and I just wear, the Levi's Stay Press. And otherwise, I wear a ratty old pair of Bermudas. So I wouldn't have anybody send any clothes whatsoever. The only thing, again, is food. And I still have the last 2 salamis you sent me. Now, salamis are great, and cheeses are great, and cookies are great, and mandelbrot. Of course, things that I don't need are candy and peanuts, And actually, I haven't even opened the can of cookies you sent me last time yet, because I just haven't felt like eating cookies recently. But I know I'm going to eat those, because those are just great. The problem is that it'd be silly for, you know, three or four people to send me salamis, and you sent me enough salami, so I'd rather either you tell them that not to send me anything, or if they want to send me something, to send me $2 or $5 or whatever they want, because if I get money, then I'll go out and I'll buy something at the PX. They have some real nice radios, and I haven't bought a radio yet. I wanted to buy one several times, but I figure we have such a great portable radio at home in that Blaupunk that why should I invest any money in a radio here? But and the other thing is, a lot of guys have radios, but the radios are so nice and they're so inexpensive that it'd be nice to have one, but I sure wouldn't just go out and spend it. But if people send me money, rather than spending it on a poker game, I'd sure go out and buy one. By the way, I've been looking at through the LA Times, and number one, the wristwatch I bought is a Seiko wristwatch. And they're exactly half price in the PX over what they would be in the States. My watch cost me $30.50, and it's a $61 watch in the States. And the other thing that's very interesting is Sony TVs are just the same price in Los Angeles as they are over here. They're actually a little cheaper here, but by the time you add on the duty to send it home, it comes out to the same price. In other words, you save. If I bought it here and carried it home with me, or sent it home with my baggage, I would save about $10 on a Sony, which seems ridiculous. It may be that the prices are less in Hong Kong and Japan, but I'm just amazed that TVs are not any bargain. However, hi-fi equipment is a tremendous bargain. And be sure and show the catalog that I sent to Jules, and who else? Somebody else wanted some look at some hi-fi stuff, and show it to Floyd. There may be something in there that he wants too. Now, I can buy anything I want and take it home with me when I come home. I send it in my whole baggage. I can send up to 600 pounds of whole baggage, and I don't think I'm going to have 600 pounds worth. If I want to send it home quicker, it tells in the back of that catalog exactly what the duty would be. I think it's 13% on tape recorders. I can go over there tomorrow. Well, they're sort of out of tape recorders now, but I can always keep checking at the PX, and when they get the tape recorder that somebody should want in, I can then go ahead and mail it on back home to them, and if they have to pay duty, they'll have to pay 13% of the purchase price. But you let them figure out and do whatever they want. Gary, I want to thank you very, very much for your letter. I sure enjoy receiving letters from you, and I wish you write me all the time and tell me about all the things you do in school. And I like it when you send me pictures and everything else. And Jeffrey, the same with you. I sure enjoyed seeing all the pictures that you sent from school. They were sure wonderful. So I'd like you boys just to continue sending all those things, because Daddy sure likes reading things from you boys. Ruthie, I'm afraid I'm getting the reputation of being the most temperamental surgeon over here. I thought general surgeons were temperamental, but it looks like I'm even worse. Today we got a new radiologist in. He's a fellow who transferred in from another hospital. And, he came in 2 days ago, and tonight was his first night to work. So he's over there in the emergency room. I mean, he's in the radiology department, and a kid came in with a sore knee. And I saw the guy, and I sent him over for some x-rays. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and they don't call me to tell me the x-rays are back. Usually it takes about 15 minutes. So I'm waiting, and finally I go over to x-ray, and I say, "Where are the x-rays?" And they said, "Well, the radiologist won't read them unless they're dried." Well, you know, back in the world, most of the new hospitals have these automatic processors. You put the film in and they come out all dry. But still a lot of the hospitals and almost all the hospitals in the Army have wet developers. You know, you're developing just like you would a photograph in wet, and then you look at them, and then you put them in a dryer, and it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to dry the films. So he made this poor GI wait over there for an hour while the films dried, and then he had another stack of films and to read, and these were on the bottom, so he just proceeded to look at the film slowly. And I went over there and I really bawled him out. I was really mad. Then I go walking through the emergency room, and what's lying there but a dislocated foot that had been in there 3 hours in a GI, and the same thing. They were just waiting for the films to dry so the radiologist could read them. And when I got over there, they hadn't even taken the right films. And he gave me the argument that in his residency, in all great residencies in radiology, they never read a film unless it was dry. And that's absolutely ridiculous, Scott. Even at UCLA, they make what they call wet readings. You know, before they got their automatic developer, they used to do wet readings. So I really bawled him out. He's really a funny, weird kind of guy. But anyway, it turned out that all the general surgeons were mad at him too, because he'd given them the same trouble. They had people lying around with, you know, wounds of their abdomen, which need to be operated on quickly, waiting for the x-ray report. And the x-ray reports would never come because the guy had all the films in the dryer and he's waiting for them to dry. And then, to top it all off, he says he's not going to work at night because he was down at 29th Evac Hospital and they never worked at night. And apparently it's true that we are the busiest hospital in all of Vietnam by a long shot, because and the 29th Evac Hospital, which is down in the Delta, apparently they're not doing enough works, that the guys have to work longer than a half a day. And apparently everybody quits about noon, and they do all their surgery before noon. But anyway, I think we'll finally get the whole thing squared out, and things will start running smoothly again. Well, I'm getting towards the end of things to say. I sure hope you send me some more tapes, because I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to them. You know, I listen to about 3 tapes this afternoon of the originals you sent me, and it's just so great to hear the kids' voices and your voice and even my folks and the Smollers, and it just seems like a home is that much closer especially when you hear their voice. Of course, the letters I enjoy immensely, and those cards are just fantastic. The guys, I'm really developing a collection of cards that the guys really enjoy. So keep them coming. And I really don't have any much more to say. I just love you all and miss you all very, very much. And I sure wish I was there right now instead of being in this hole. But every day, one day less, one day closer to when we get together. And I just hope it goes very, very quickly. Okay, I'm going to put this in the mail now, because I'm getting tired and I'm up to my usual habit of being up at least to 1 a.m. So I'm going to quit now, and I hope to hear from you real soon. Goodbye.